Welcome to today's Let's Talk Newton, powered by the Knoxville Raceway. We're talking to Jackson County Emergency Management Director Jamie Robinson today, and we're going to be talking about a proposed essential service levy. And Jamie, thanks for spending time with us. Now, you brought this up to the Board of Supervisors recently, a couple weeks ago, I think, by now, and just kind of explain what you're thinking here.
Well, basically what we're trying to do is see if the community will push forward the need to make EMS, Emergency Medical Services, not EMA, Emergency Management Agency, so the Emergency Medical Services, the ambulances, EMS providers in the county, an essential service. A lot of people don't realize that EMS is not an essential service in the state of Iowa. When you call 911 for a loved one who's having a heart attack, I mean, most people would expect an ambulance to roll up to their driveway, take their loved one to the hospital. That's not necessarily the case. The only reason that ambulance shows up is because we have dedicated men and women that give up so much of their time to volunteer for these ambulance services. There is no requirement in Iowa code for any city, municipality, county government to put forth an EMS service in the state of Iowa. So by doing this, the Board of Supervisors move forward with making this an essential service, then we will form an EMS advisory group that would report back to the Board of Supervisors. From there, we would come up with what does that levy look like. So Iowa Code 422D is what kind of regulates this.
Okay.
It says that we cannot exceed 75 cents per thousand. I myself do not want to just say we're going to go for 75 cents per thousand. I would like us as a group to come up with what does that number look like? And it needs to be a number that's going to last us for 15 years. So let's just say if we go 50 cents, we may not day one initiate 50 cents.
Okay.
Day one, we might do 25 cents and then go through that first year and see what that looks like and where we're at. And, you know, we just can't exceed the 50 cents if it goes to the voters and the voters approve it by 60%.
Okay.
It has to be approved by the voters. So the voters are going to say, yes, we feel that EMS should be essential and we want to help fund it, or we're going to have to look at something totally different.
Something totally different. Now, how is that different from like cities required to apply police protection? So there's not a special levy for that. Is just the levy just something that you're proposing to fund it?
Correct. Yeah. So law enforcement required to have law enforcement.
Yeah.
So if you're an incorporated city and you don't have your own police department, they contract with the sheriff's office for that law enforcement coverage. Required to have fire departments. Now, everybody thinks, you think fire, you think EMS is in there. A lot of these fire departments have picked up EMS. They do it because they feel it's important for the community.
Yeah, it's needed.
Right.
Do it. Yeah. Okay. But what happens if they declare it an essential service, but the levy doesn't pass?
Then we can't fund it. Okay. And we'll have to start looking at continued.
But it wouldn't fall under the umbrella that it's declared an essential service, so they would have to come up with the money.
Correct. Nope.
Okay.
Yes. The tax money has to be approved by the voters.
Okay.
And again, they vote. If we put forth 50 cents, we cannot change. We cannot go above that 50 cents in that 15-year period without going back to the voters. So we want to make sure we have a good number coming forward. So, it may be a little bit of a higher number. Again, just arbitrary number, 60 cents, right? Okay. Doesn't mean we're going to start at 60 cents. That just means for 15 years, we have 60 cents to play with. And how are we going to do that? Now, at the end of that 15 years, we got to start all over. And that's kind of the big concern with going this route. It's unfortunate that this is the route that the state legislator kind of pushed several years ago, because the voters now may be like, yes, we feel essential service, EMS, we need it. I called 911. I want an ambulance. I want a paramedic. I want to be taken care of. They fund it. We build up the EMS services across Jasper County. We enhance the EMS system across Jasper County. And then year 15 comes, it has to go back to the voters. So they have to vote again to put it back into place because it sunsets. The big concern is in 15 years, you know, we don't know what things are going to look like, what taxes look like, what the thought of the public is in 15 years. And they may feel in 15 years, you know what, I don't want to pay for that anymore. I don't ever use it. And that's the thing with ambulances. No one cares about the ambulance until they need an ambulance.
Yes, obviously.
You know, and I've heard all the time, I've never used an ambulance. Doesn't mean you're not going to use an ambulance. I myself, as a paramedic who's you know, I'm married to a hospitalist. You know, most of my family are medical providers. I've still used an ambulance.
So how do you think this is going to help? Like, we have rural ambulance services now, hard to get volunteers just because of the time frame. With the money, do you think you could pay them more so they would choose to help out? Or
The thought is to help fund those departments to where they can, you know, give a stipend for going on some calls. Okay. And again, when you think about it, you know, a call, even a call in town, by the time you transfer to the hospital, come back and write your report, you've got 2, 3, maybe 4 hours, depending on where you go for hospital, invested in it. So when you think about $50 a call or $100 a call, that's really not a lot of money. So they're still volunteering. They're just getting, you know, here's some gas money or whatever that may be. The other thing, the big piece, and the supervisors have really helped with this lately, is the continuing education piece of it. You know, for your smaller departments, especially, we have a couple non-transport first responder type departments in Jasper County. And for them to come up with the $2,500 to send someone to an EMT class, you know, that's a lot of pancakes that they have to sell to get
yeah,
there.
Definitely. We're going to talk more about this issue on tomorrow's Let's Talk Newton with Jamie Robinson, the Jasper County Emergency Management Agency Director. Let's Talk Newton is powered by the Niceville Raceway. Make the short drive down Highway 14 for the best dirt track racing around at the Spring Car Capital of the World. If you miss any of our Let's Talk Newton programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com or wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. Again, that's today's Let's Talk Newton.